Blog Talk Radio.
Josh, man, you know what? Welcome to this episode of Made in China, which is called Evolution Media, because today is the dawn of Evolution Media, which is, today is like one of the greatest days of my life. Like, I've had a lot of great days because, like, I'm super awesome, so I, like, have awesome days, like, all the time. Like, I accomplish, like, great, amazing feats that, like, somebody in my position shouldn't be able to accomplish, and I'm just like, you know, I'm like, how am I going to top that? Oh, I talked today. I don't know. There's like this, like, I'll be watching YouTube and there's this thing that comes on and it's like this YouTube commercial and this girl goes, where do ideas come from? And I'm like, they come from my head. I'm saying, she goes, where do ideas come from? I don't know. I know exactly where ideas come from. They come from the smart people who know what they're doing and the dumb people who have no clue what they're doing. Think that they know everything, but times are changing and everything's flipping around. And like I've said this before, I made this video before, like this anonymous video. We're in the biggest transfer of power and money of all time. All the baby boomers are going to die here, like 5-10, and their ideas are outdated and all that stuff that like I'll talk to my mom. My mom will ask me about what I'm doing. And, like, I'll try to explain to her like social media or internet or anything like that. It's like, oh, I'm totally confused. I don't even know what's going on. These people are done, man. You guys are gone. You guys might as well retire. Us Weekly magazine is not going to exist in 5 years. Time magazine is like about 2 pages anymore. That's not going to exist. Everything's going to go on the internet. So what I did was I bought all that stuff, all the stuff that everybody left wide open, completely wide open. And they're like, oh, no, you didn't buy that because we own this, we own that. No, you don't. You don't own the opposite of it. And then, like, you can be like, oh, well, that's a copyright infringement. No, it's not, because the two things don't align. You can go get your lawyers all day long, but you got a copyright for Republic Records. You don't have a copyright for Records Republic. But when you go to the internet and you search and you use the internet, it's not going to differentiate. So the two worlds don't collide. So all you smart people who didn't want to fucking have anything to do with me, I now own you. I own Atlantic, I own Public, I own Universal, I own Sony, I own Virgin, I own Big Machine Label Group, I own Rolling Stone Magazine, I own Spotify, I own Vivo, I own Tony Gomez, Katy Perry, Nick Jonas. I mean, like, I own pretty much a piece of every part of the music industry. Well, you people who didn't want to have anything to do with me and wanted to play, like, stupid little games with me, have just got, like, played yourself. Like, so I'm so intellectual and smart, and you're so much better than me. Like, but now you work for me. Now you're, like, really good. And I didn't want to do it like that because, like, I called up people. I, like, tried to get in contact with people. I tried to work with people. And so now we're at this point. Oh, I own Interscope, Geffen Records. Well, this goes on and on of what I own. You know, I pretty much own the music industry at this point. I have a monopoly. You know, I don't know if you ever played that game or, like, you ever watched, like, have you ever heard of Carnegie or, I don't know, who's the guy who owned the railroads? Like, what's his name? He had the college College in Tennessee is named after him. You know, you ever heard of those guys? Yeah, I'm one of those guys, bro. And like, where do you accept it? Like, it doesn't matter if like it happens like tomorrow or in the next year. Within the next 5 years, like, your shit's done. Your ideas are done. Your way of life's done. Everything that you know about everything's done. It doesn't exist anymore. And I tried to show everybody that, like, here's the future. Here's what's going on. But everybody's like, oh, no. Us Weekly Magazine. Taylor Swift has to go out with Joe Alwyn, who's a homosexual. And, like, we got to pretend like he's not a homosexual. And so we can get these pictures in this magazine that isn't even going to exist in 2 years. You know what I'm saying? People don't even care about that. The marketing doesn't even matter anymore. It doesn't matter what I put up on my pages. It doesn't matter. It's not even about that anymore. It's completely changed. The whole industry's changed. You guys are dinosaurs. Go fucking retire. Get the fuck out of the way. I'm going to make you retire because I just bought all your shit up. And if you were smart and you knew what you were doing, it wouldn't have happened. It happened because you're a fucking idiot. Because you're outdated. You're out of time. It's time for you to retire. It's time for you to go fucking like that Eskimo, like the Eskimo people that put the old people out on the boat and push them out, like when it's time for them to go. Like, here, it's time for you to die. Just get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of the way. There's new future coming on. There's new people coming on. There's new ideas. You guys are done. You've had your little time. You fucked up the world enough. Get the fuck out of the way. But you don't want to accept that. So, like, I had to go and, like, I had to shove it down your throats. Because I came to everybody and was like, hey, really? He's not. That's Weekly Magazine. But he didn't go to MIT. Well, he's not. He doesn't live by the. He didn't go to the Met Gala. Well, you know what? I know I own all that shit. So, how you like? Hey, you like apples? You ever seen, the Matt Damon movie? You like apples? How you like them apples? So now you can go right around your Mercedes-Benz and you can think about that. You can think about how you don't want to listen to some person that you thought was, like, less than you. Now I'm your boss. You know what I'm saying? So now you can come and kiss my ass and suck my dick. All right? Because, like, that is what's going to be mine. I own fucking all you guys' shit on the internet. I own fucking whole thing. I'm building Evolution Media. So, I mean, and it doesn't matter, like, if, like, one of you goes, oh, look at one of you fucking greedy motherfuckers is going to jump at it, and they're going to back me. And, like, it just, which one of you guys wants to be the media conglomerate on the internet? Because, like, I mean, who wants to do it? One of you greedy faggots is going to fucking come along and go, I want in on that. And they're going to back me. Or I'll just go to a hedge fund guy, you know. And we'll just take you guys out completely. And then, like, the only thing that will exist anymore, there'll be no more Sony Records. There'll be no more Capitol. There'll be no more Atlantic. There'll be no more Rolling Stone, Vibe, you know, any of that shit. There'll be Evolution Media. And that's pretty much, like, how it's going to go from this point on. So, like, I would suggest that fucking retards, one of you, I mean, whoever wants to jump and fucking be a multi-billionaire Mark Zuckerberg, get a hold of me. Whoever does it, like, I'm going to just fucking wipe my feet on you as I walk out the door. Get rid of it.